And welcome back to the Radio Sports Page. I'm Andrew Schneider with two of the Pella Christian Volleyball seniors, Emma Dunsbergen and Anna Van Zee. The regular season has wrapped up, and now we're into the postseason. First of all, what does it mean to be thinking about the end of the season and getting ready to play some really good competition starting this Thursday with the conference tournament?
So I think, you know, this is what we've been working towards, like, the whole season. And, like, it's always, like, the big talk, like, going to make it to state this year. And so we've worked really hard, and we've overcome a lot of challenges, I think, with a lot of change, and we're doing really well at finally, like, meshing together, and I'm just super excited to see, like, how far we're going to go, and, like, when we get pumped, it's, like, crazy how good we can be, and, like, I'm just super excited to see that come out in postseason with all the pressure and see if we can handle it.
Yeah, obviously there's mixed feelings, especially as a senior, as the season's wrapping up and we've come so close. Like, our team has become a family pretty much, so it's sad to know that that could be coming to an end, but it also helps motivate us having that to play for each other and know that we've got each other's backs. And when we come together, like, as a family, as a team, we can really do some amazing things. And yeah, it's been really awesome to see the sophomores rise up and the seniors and sophomores, different classes, mesh together.
Well, Emma, you mentioned change, and that's been a big part of this team. You've got different faces now that are in your varsity roster that were maybe on the first day of camp. How, as seniors, have you tried to navigate that and try to be leaders to that change, even when maybe it's impacted your time in the rotation or impacted your spot?
So I think one of our biggest goals at the beginning of the season was to make our team a family, because that's just like it. We just play so much better when we're comfortable with each other and we can trust each other, and trust is a really big thing for a team. And so I think just over, like, being able to focus on the other people has really helped, and, like, trying to take the mindset off of you, even if, like, maybe you didn't get as much playing time as you hoped, or, you know, someone's playing better than you on a given night or whatever. We have, like, really tried to, like, push ourselves to appreciate each one's positions and everyone's strengths, and, like, they all come together to make our team what it is. And so, yeah, we've just been really focusing on not being, like, selfish and just being happy for each other.
Just, we've been in the position of being the underclassmen. We know what it's like to be nervous, to be scared, so we've really tried to embrace, like, welcoming them and just showing them love and, like, making them know that they are, like, super important to our team.
And Emma, you've had a very interesting varsity journey, and now you've played not only for two different coaches, but last year you were kind of thrust into a bigger role when Mo tore her ACL. What are the lessons that you learned last year, you know, especially from getting kind of thrown into that position to this year, where I've seen some of your games and you've had big blocks and some really confident stretches and you've helped others around you? What did you learn from last year that you're applying to this year, not only as a leader, but as a player?
I played so timid last year, and I was just not, like, I was not confident in my skills at all, and I just really looked up to Mo, and so I felt like I was trying to, like, live up to her and stuff, and, like, I just played really timid, and I played in fear, and that really affected my performance. And, like, I've learned to kind of just embrace, like, I'm going to make mistakes this year. Like, everyone makes mistakes. Volleyball is a game of errors, and so that's just kind of been my focus this year, is just, like, playing the best that I can and just for our team, and not trying not to focus on, like, all the little things and just brushing things off.
Well, and Anna, you come into a situation where not only did you graduate some really good frontline players, but there was a lot of defensive players a year ago that graduated. Now that we're through the regular season, what have you seen with a lot of girls, especially those who are playing all the way around, and you're kind of having to gel with different passing sets and formations? How have you tried to develop as a libero to kind of steady that defensive ship and get good passes off to Lizzie?
I would say it makes a big difference. Like, our whole team can pass. There's not a person that I wouldn't be confident having in the back row with me. And so, yeah, that makes a really big difference. Like, having girls that are confident, who can play front row, can play back row, play all the way around. There's no doubt that we've really pushed on passing this year about serve receive. If you don't have those things, then you can't really have a team. You can't have a really good hitter if you can't get a good pass to a good setter and stuff. So just encouraging everyone on defense and really focusing on that this year.
We're here with two of the seniors of the Pella Christian volleyball team previewing the playoffs. Another thing you talked about earlier was the sophomores. It's a very interesting dichotomy on this team. You've got a lot of seniors who play a lot and a lot of sophomores who have seen a lot of time. All of you didn't have a lot of varsity experience coming, and you had some obviously from last year. But how have you tried to get girls, especially like Avi and Sarah, you know, really getting into that groove? Because they've had great games, and they've had some where obviously they're having some sophomore woes. And how, as senior leaders, have you tried to help them along, knowing that not only this year they're important pieces, but they're going to be the leaders of this team next year and beyond?
think kind of what Anna said earlier is, like, we've been in their position, and this is kind of the first year that we've pulled up, like, sophomores. Like, usually it's just juniors to seniors automatically make varsity, you know? And so there's added pressure on for them to, like, they're new to it, and they played, like, freshman ball last year, and so they're going from freshman to varsity, so that's super, like, kind of scary, and so we understand that, and yeah, our focus is just kind of, like, we don't want there to be any difference between sophomore and senior. Like, we want to be, like, coach has always said, you guys aren't in different grades, like, we're all just one team, and that's just kind of been our, like, honestly, our mindset has changed that I don't see them as sophomores, I see them as a varsity player, and I think that's a super big part, and we do a ton of team bonding, and, like, yeah, we've honestly just become, like, a family. Like, it's been really cool.
Yeah, just like Emma said at the end, I don't see them any different. Like, honestly, I never think about the fact that they're sophomores, we're seniors. I just think of them as the same. Like, they got pulled up because they have the ability, and we remind them of that. That's really important. Just encouraging them every single game. Their down game, you encourage them. Their best game, you encourage them. Like, getting excited for them and, like, giving them the confidence is really important. Once they have that confidence, then, like, next year, they can bring that confidence and they can give it to other people, just like building that up so that they can have it and just play their best and be reminded that they're the varsity team too.
And now, as we mentioned a couple times, we're coming up on the postseason, and coming up this Thursday, a unique opportunity. You're going to get to see a lot of teams who you saw in the regular season, and you've had some really close, really tough losses, but have been really close and competitive with some very good teams. Indianola and Oskaloosa both here on this floor. I was there for both those games. What do you think coming up this Thursday you're going to have to do, especially in a different format, to maybe overcome some of those teams? Because there's a good chance you'll see Indianola and Oskaloosa again in those brackets and in those tournaments. You know, what do you think it's going to take, learning from the awesome matches that you had that you couldn't quite get the wins on, to turning those into wins and getting some momentum for the playoffs?
Yeah, we're hungry. Like, I think kind of going into the season, like, we didn't really see our full potential yet, and so we were a little bit timid, and going into those games against bigger teams and, like, people that we kind of assumed, you know, it was going to be a good fight. But I think now we just have seen that we can stick with the bigger schools and, like, the teams that are supposedly, you know, like, more skilled than we are. And so we've kind of seen that, and I think we're going into this tournament, like, just super excited to get back, you know, and just, like, it's our chance to kind of redeem ourselves, and we know what we're capable of.
Yeah, energy is extremely important for our team. I think that when we have the energy, when we take that momentum, like, we're unstoppable. Like, our coaches have told us and stuff that once we get that energy and we get going, we just, like, we go off and, like, have a really strong connection. Like, at the beginning of the season, on some of those closer games, we didn't quite have the flow that we needed as volleyball. Like, you really need a flow. You need, like, those connections between setters and hitters. And we hadn't found that yet because we hadn't ever all played together, especially since not a lot of us had been varsity. So we found that flow. And, yeah, once we have that energy, I think that we all are just, like, ready for it. We're ready. And we know that, like, now, like, it's now or never, because if you lose the game, you're done. Like, and I think once we have that motivation, we really lift each other up, find the energy, and we can really deliver.
And so what does it mean you have one more home game coming up? What does it mean to have one last chance to play in front of this Eagles crowd? It'll be the kickoff to the playoffs and a bracket where I'm sure that you probably, I don't know how much you know about it, but there's teams that you could probably beat out there. You know, how exciting is it to be able to start the postseason at home and have one last chance to play in front of these fans and a chance to keep your season alive?
I think it's going to be a really good way to kick off the postseason. And, like, we're hoping to have a lot of fans come out, and we're just really excited. Yeah, especially as a senior, just, like, I didn't exactly, like, understand, like, the pressure of, like, this is our last season in high school, you know, and so I'm super excited to, like, I feel like I'm super hungry for that, and all the other seniors I know, it's, like, what we've been talking about the whole season, like, we're just super excited, like, this is, like, huge for us, and we're so excited.
Yeah, I think it's a great opportunity since last year, going into postseason, our first game, we traveled, and we were away, and didn't come out very strong or very well, we just kind of took a step back at the beginning of postseason, which you obviously can't do. So I think it's really good that we'll be on our home court. We'll be able to focus in, really be able to do our thing. We'll be comfortable where we are. We'll have people that love us and care for us all around and cheering for us and can just really give us the energy, like I said before, that we need to, like, get going and pull out the win that we need to start off postseason.
Emma Dunsberg and Anna Van Zee, two of the seniors of Pella Christian Volleyball here on the Radio Sports page. Ladies, all the best to you, especially this Thursday at the conference tournament as you kick off the playoffs, and hopefully a lot of games between now and the end of your seasons. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.